The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us
home. Brightly be our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore, but to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the wave, so proceed to sharpen seamen. You may rescue you. Let the lower lights be burning. Send the gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman. You may rescue. You may save. The night of sin is settled, loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save.
Some poor seamen, tempest tossed, trying now to make the harbor, in the darkness may be lost.
Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen, you may rescue, you may save. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here? Were the olives beautiful? Why don't you clap your hands again for beautiful work that Pastor Danny has done? Amen. I believe that Kadesh children also come up beautifully. Shout amen. Amen. But it's a blessing and exciting to have all of you in church this morning. I am grateful to God for your lives. Wow, what a blessing. I'm glad that God has been gracious to us and blessed us and brought us to church today. All right, very good. Next week, on 2 weeks' time, 7th of October, is Honor Your Prophet Sunday. Amen. And all of us are going to, all of us, somebody say, it includes me. Amen. The Father God has given us in this ministry, we've got to honor Him. And we've got to do our very best. Amen. Everybody must honor Him in a big way. You should have shouted a loud amen. Amen. When it is time to honor, you must see it as the greatest. Next week, I'm going to start preaching on it very important. But it's one of the greatest seeds you can sow, the seed of honor. I'm telling you, one of the greatest seed. A woman sowed that seed, and out of that seed, she had a baby. The blessing that comes out of it, you have no idea. That is what Jesus said in John chapter 8, that I am not the devil because I honor my Father. Devils don't honor. Are you there? I'm sorry to preach here, but I'm saying something important. John chapter 8, I believe, verse 47 or 48. Put it up there. All right? Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? And hast a devil. The next verse. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father. Amen. You see, the other verse says that I am not, because I honor my Father. Devils don't honor. I said, devils don't honor. If you see somebody insulting his father, he has a devil. If you see somebody despising her mother, she has a devil. Devils don't honor. Jesus said that I have not the devil, I honor my Father. Those who honor fathers have no devils. Lay your hands on your neighbor and cast out every devil from that neighbor. Cast out. Say, I drive every devil of dishonor out of your life. Oh, pray. I say, pray for him. And cast out the devil of dishonor. Amen. Stand to your feet one more time as I begin to pray briefly.
I have a wonderful treasure.
Everybody lift up your Bible. Lift up your Bible.
The gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Father, in this journey of life, as we travel together, may your word guide us. May your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Bless your children and bless your people. Let your word rule and reign in every heart. Let your word be applicable to our lives. Take us to a new level in our walk with you and be glorified in our lives in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Short message. from 8:35 to 8:36 to 1 o'clock. I'll finish soon. All right? Turn your Bible with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. For those of you who have podcasts, and everyone in the church must have podcasts, and download messages, especially messages preached by our presiding bishop. Lately, he has been preaching on faith, and it's such a beautiful message, such an anointed message that you got to listen to. Can I have an amen? Because faith is the catalyst that will propel you in your walk with God. Without faith, it is impossible. Matthew, good to see you. It's impossible to please God. Amen. I said amen. So it's a beautiful message, and I need for you to download and listen to every Sunday message that he preaches, and it will only bless your life. But look at chapter 12 of Hebrews, and I'm reading to you from verse number 1. Let's all read together, if you don't mind. Join, open the Bible, or look at the screen and read it loud and clear. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Can I have your loudest amen? Amen. This is a familiar passage for most Christians. How God is telling us to keep running, and because there's a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, so that there is no reason for which you fail. You cannot fail. I know you didn't hear me. I said you cannot fail. There's no reason on earth that will make you fail. Your life will be a blessed life. You will succeed in your life. God is going to help you, and God is going to bless you. Your life will not be a disaster. Somebody should shout your loudest amen. Your life will not be a disappointment. You have good reasons to make it. And as your pastor, I came to announce to you that there's no reason to fail. Lift your hand and say, there's no reason for me to fail. Say it like your voice is yours. One more time. One more time. Do you believe what you are saying? There's no reason for you to be a nonentity. There's no reason for you to be a dropout. You may have made some mistakes in the past. You may have done things may not have gone the way you expect. But now that you are here, I'm guiding you by the word of God. And God is going to help and bless you. And your light will shine brighter than ever. Literally say, I believe it. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. God is about to turn your life around. God is about to lift you higher. God is about to bring light into your path. God is about to take you to a higher level and a new level. Say, I receive it. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Can I talk to somebody in church? I don't know which condition you found yourself in coming to church, but I'm telling you here, the Bible says that, look at verse 3 of Hebrews. Bible says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest otherwise ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Now I'm talking to you this morning about fainting in your mind. Fainting in your mind. Bible says that if you do not consider Jesus and consider the cloud of witnesses, don't lie with me, who have surrounded us, you will faint. And you will not faint physically, but you faint in your mind. If somebody fainted here right now, we will run to the person, we will try to resuscitate like we're doing. We pour water. Why do you pour water on somebody who's fainting? Is there any medical reason? There's no medical reason. So how do you do it? Why do you do that? Pardon? Faith. No, water. The water that they pour on the person who is fainted. Have you seen some before? What's the reason? Pardon? The guy says what? Enye bachile. What does it mean? Pardon? You become conscious. But I'm telling you, there's medical reason. There's no medical reason. I'm surprised there is no medical reason. But they always wake up when you pour water on them. Dr. Rosemary, maybe you didn't do it in medical school, but go and study again. There must be a medical reason. Hello? Traditional medicine is more advanced than the medical school one. What a shock. Anyway, you will not faint. But you see, if somebody fainted here right now, we are going to rush. We are going to try and resuscitate. We are going to do all that we can to get him alive. But you see, there's another type of fainting, and it's the fainting in the mind that you cannot see. Amen. Because it means that nobody sees it. You may be sitting by somebody who is fainted. If the person fainted physically, how you rush, what you do to get, it's an emergency. But perhaps there's somebody who is sitting in church this morning, you're already fainting in your mind. It's an emergency. Today I came as a spiritual medical doctor to resuscitate you. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. Are you still here today? I came as a spiritual medical doctor. What? To give you CPR, which means cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Come on, give the Lord a shout. I'm giving you spiritual CPR. I see you waking up with strength. I said, I see you waking up with strength. Am I talking to anybody here? Now look at the scripture. Bible says that if you do not consider some things, you will faint in your mind. Amen. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? So what do you consider? And it's a short message. Amen. After 15 minutes, somebody should tell me that my time is up. If you're a man, tell me. But anyway. Hello? No, I'm serious. I'm telling you that in this life, the things that happen, the challenges that you can go through, some of the difficulties and the disappointments of life can make you faint in your mind. I'm preaching. Linda, are you with me? No, I'm telling you. The people who sit in church, but they are fainted. They have given up. It will never work. I will never get married. I will never have a child. I will never get a good job. So they have resigned and fainted in their minds. But today, spiritual CPR. You are coming alive. You are coming alive. Hope is coming back. Strength is coming back. Your faith is being resurrected. You will do well. I said you will do well. You are going to rise up with strength. Shout hallelujah. Look at it. You see, what is the writer telling us here? Amen. He's telling us that number one, we are compassed about. We are surrounded, not by enemies. You are not surrounded by devils. You are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who are on your side. Mr. Williams, good to see you. Am I talking to you here? Some of you are more conscious of the devil than God. What a word. Some of you are more conscious than devils and witches. Every time, hey, where are the witches? Hey, so many witches around me. But Bible says that you are surrounded. You are not by armed robbers, not by witches, but you are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who are on your side. Somebody should clap your hands for the Lord. Put another version so we can see. Another version. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, brethren, since we are surrounded, why do you think, friends, let me talk to you. What do you always think about? Devils are coming to eat me up. No devil can eat you up. You have not been surrounded by devils. You have been surrounded, look at it. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Those people are on your side. I'm preaching. Those who are for you are more than those who are against you. Don't let three people who don't like you make you feel that the whole world doesn't like you. The devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. Three people may not like you, but those who like you are more than those who don't like you. You are surrounded by good people. I'm preaching. Are you still here? Now, if you bring it even to now, you see, I'm a pastor. And when I'm preaching, I preach to people who want to hear me preach. Amen. Sometimes I go to places when I'm preaching, these people are so quiet and these people are shouting. I always go to the place where they are shouting and they are receiving the word. Hey! Hey! Are you still here? That is why teams play well at home, because the cloud is larger. The cloud and the crowd, they are larger than those who are against you. You do better when you know you are surrounded by good people. May God give you good people in your life. May God give you encouraging people in your life. May God give you friends who believe in your business, who believe in your marriage, who believe in what God will do in your life. Shall I receive it? Some of you are surrounded by gossips. You are surrounded by negative people. They tell you it will never work. Hey, this business, it will never work. Change your friends. May you be surrounded by people who say God is on your side. God will help you. Your business will work. Your marriage will work. Things are going to work. May God surround you with good people in your life. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Am I talking to anybody here? Some of you, when you pick up your phone, you call people, and some of them, the Buddha you call, only give, I say, hey, what the doctor said, you are dead. The devil said, lie, you are not dead. You are alive. You will do well. You will excel. You will overcome. You will be healed. You will get a good job. God is going to help you. Say, I receive it. Can I give you a piece of advice? Can I give you a piece of advice? When you come to church, don't sit by dull, sleeping people. Yeah. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, did I make a mistake by sitting by you? I said, did I make a mistake? Did I make a mistake? I ask him, did I make a mistake? Ask him, am I sitting by an exciting person? Give the Lord a shout. Yeah. I am surrounded by good people. I'm surrounded by who believes in me. I'm surrounded who believe in the work I'm doing. I'm surrounded by which encourages. May God surround you with good people. Give the Lord one more shout. That is why you will not faint. The reason why you will not faint is because you are surrounded by good people. We will never allow you to go down. If you sit under the roof of this Kadesh, as long as I'm your pastor, I'll disallow you from failing. I disallow you from giving up. You will never faint. You will never give up. God is going to help you. Say, I receive it. As long as I'm your pastor, as long as we are your pastors, oh, my, I bless God. I bless God when I see my pastors. They love me and I bless God for their lives. I am surrounded. I am surrounded. I said, I am surrounded by good people. I am surrounded. Even when I make a mistake, they're still on my side. They're still supporting. Say, yeah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Some of you might delete some phone numbers. Don't call some people because they have anointing to discourage. That anointing on their lives. When they call you, they always have something bad to tell you. They have something negative to tell you. But today, delete those numbers and tell yourself, I'm surrounded. So say, I'm surrounded by good people. Says, I'm surrounded by good people. I'm surrounded by people who believe in me. Say hallelujah. Are you still there? How painful it is when you are married to a person who doesn't believe in you. Any idea you have, the first comment is that it will never work. What a shock. You are married to a woman who always says negative things about you. A man who always says bad things about you. What a shock. If you are not married, may you marry somebody who believes and supports and runs with your vision. Say yeah. What a word. If you are already married, may your wife or husband change. Shout amen. Are you still here? This Friday, coming Friday, we have a special all night. It's called Mantle All Night. Bible says that Paul, miracles in Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. May God wrought special miracles in our life. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. This coming Friday, we are going to have a mantle all night. We are going to pray over handkerchiefs and distribute them. There'll be miracles in your family. There'll be amazing miracles in your life. Say, I believe. What is not possible shall be possible. What is not shall be possible. As long as I'm your pastor, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You will not fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. If you're sitting by your rear friend, tell your friend that as long as I'm your friend, I'm going to support you. Tell him, I'm going to believe in you. As long as I'm your friend, tell him, we will not quarrel. We will not quarrel. I believe in your vision. I believe in your dream. Do you believe what I'm saying? Do you believe in your neighbor's dream? Give the Lord one more shot. Yay! There are some people. There are some people that people are afraid to share their testimony with. How come your friend can't share his testimony with you? Because you'll not be happy. They are saying, oh, God has given you a new car. But God will give you friends. When you say, God has given me a new car, I say, oh, I bless God. I thank God. This is the beginning of many miracles. Shout yay! So now let me continue preaching. Is this 15 minutes yet? Are you sure? About will be here. Kalo Shaka Bataya. Rabako Bandiri Mahata Malindo Rabandi Fatata Masuki Brakos Rabitata Robandi Torondi Zanidi Rabalu Kafini Matari Subradu Frakiba Hatata. Receive the blessing of God in your life. I'm telling you something. You didn't make a mistake by choosing to come to church today. You didn't make a mistake by choosing to come to the Kadesh. I say, as long as my pastor, I have a mandate. have a responsibility to ensure that you will not fail. I doubt the feeling of failure is from your life. If you came here this morning with a fainting mind, lest they faint in their minds, fainting mind, that me, it will never work for me. Somebody came this morning, this sickness will never go away. It's called a fainting mind. Somebody came to church, tell yourself, I will always be poor. You will never be poor. That is a lie of the devil. It's a lie of the devil. It's a lie of the devil. Maybe you are going through some challenges, but that is okay. Everybody goes through challenges. Can I talk to you? Can I talk to anybody here? Everybody goes through challenges. Your challenge you are going through is not a sign that God is against you. It's rather gold. It becomes purer when you go through fire. I'm preaching. Surrounded. Bible says, great cloud of witnesses. They are cheering you up. Those who went ahead of us, they are also for us. They are cheering us. Every situation you go through, somebody who went ahead has been through before. Am I talking to anybody here? Maybe you failed and say, ha, I tried but I failed. Look at Moses. He failed before. He was driven out. At the end of the day, he became the leader. So Moses is saying, my daughter, my son, get up and move on. I am on your side and you will never give up. You will do well. Clap your hands for the Lord. Maybe you are going through bouts of depression. You are so depressed. You didn't feel like coming to church. You are so down. Sometimes you get so heavy, you don't feel like moving on. But I'm going to tell you something. There's somebody in the cloud of witnesses. His name is Elijah. He also got depressed. He also fell down. There was a time when he said, God, kill me. But God said, I'm on your side. And I got a text message from Elijah this morning. So I should tell you, if you're depressed, you've been through where you are. But he got up and he moved on. You too, rise up and move on this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? There's a cloud of witnesses. Cloud of witnesses. Oh, yes. You tell yourself, I will not amount to anything. I will always be down. I will always be here. That has been your mind. But this morning, I got a text message from David. David said, I was nobody. I was a separate boy, but from nowhere, God picked me up and made me a king. And he said, I should read the text to you and tell you, you will make it. Give the Lord one more shout. Maybe, it is your job place. You are surrounded by enemies. Everybody appears to hate you. You appear to be surrounded by wild animals. But I got a testimony this morning from a man called Daniel. He said, I should tell you, he went to the lion's den. He was surrounded by lions. But God sent an angel to shut up the mouths of the lions. He said, I should tell you, no lion can kill you. No lion can kill you. No lion can kill you. Am I preaching to anybody here? I am surrounded by good people. People who have been through what I've been through. Any situation you find yourself, somebody has been there. So if you look at him, he's clapping for you. He said, you will do well. You will do well. You say, Lord, will I ever have a child? Will I ever have married for 8 years? For 12 years? But I got a text message. I got a text message from a woman called Sarah. She said, hey, tell that lady that at the age of 90, I did an outdooring. And you too, you receive your miracle. Say, I believe it. Say, I'm surrounded. So say, I am surrounded. Oh, today I tell you, that's why you will not give up. You are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who are on your side. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift your two hands up high. Come on and begin to thank the Lord. Lift your two hands up high and begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that you are surrounded by good people. Thank God you tell people who have been through everything you have been through. Everybody lift your hands up and begin to thank the Lord right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you, Melekoseke Blakandama, Rekelana Masukama, Imlokore, Sikima Kalamana, Rekemama Sukamana,
lift your hands and pray. Rekemasukima Katamana, everybody, lift your hands and pray. Kamama, I will not faint. Praise the Lord, I will not faint. Rekalimi, in my marriage, in my life, in my situation, I will not faint. I will not give up. Lift your hands and talk to God. Karanda shakabatato. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and talk to God. Talk to him this morning. Karanda shakabatato. Bakuba lifaka. Sikiba kalamayo. Hallelujah. Listen to me. There are two stands. One stand is made up of accusers, critics, fault finders, people who don't believe in you. But on the grandstand, what's the grandstand? Come on, shout grandstand. It's full of people who believe in you. Can I tell you this morning that those who are on your side are more than those who are against you?
Amen.
Can you receive it?
Amen.
Can you see it as a prophecy for yourself?
Yes.
As a word of encouragement for yourself? Those who are for you, those who love you, those who want you to do well, those who want you to excel are more than those who want you to fail. What a blessing. What a blessing. This one, I'm going to ask you to shout. And I want you to shout so much that your shout will drown the voice of the enemy. I want you to give a lot of shout. Yeah. Come on, lift your voice. Yeah.
Receive
God
it.
Is working and working in your life. Do new things in your life. Receive new things.
Receive
new
it.
Things. Receive the grace.
We receive
receive
it.
Receive the power.
We receive
receive
it.
The anointing.
Receive
may
it.
God help you.
Yes.
May God step into your life.
Receive
may God change your situation.
Amen.
Let God bring honor to you.
Amen.
Let God do new things in your
Amen.
Life. Receive a new day.
Receive
a new season.
Receive it.
Receive it now.
We receive it.
What is not possible?
Yes.
It shall be possible.
Yes.
What is not possible?
Yes.
It shall be possible.
Yes.
Let God do it in your life.
Receive it.
Let God accomplish it in your life.
Amen.
Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Give the Lord one last shout. About 3:30 a.m. I had a dream. I saw like a human being tied. You see, when someone is committing suicide, hello? You see, the person is tied, it's tied like a goat. The neck, the arms, the waist, everything was tied like this. Bent down like this. Tied. And he was told that he was hanging. Tied in the neck, tied here, legs are tied. And I heard a voice saying, go and release the rope from this guy. May you be released from every prison.
Amen.
May you be released from every chain.
Amen.
May you be released from every horde of the
Amen.
Enemy. Receive your deliverance.
Receive,
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 receive your deliverance.
Receive, receive
your deliverance. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You came to church this morning, and God says to declare to you, your season of tears are over. Your days of laughter is right here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Close your eyes. Everyone of us here in the church, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Close your eyes with me. As you end the service, you're here today. Came this morning and you are not born again. You are not giving your heart to Jesus properly. You come and go, but in your heart, you are not really born again. Today, God wants to have an encounter with you. God wants to step into your life and change your life forever. Somebody may have invited you, or you've been coming and you are going. Today, I want to give you a new and a fresh opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you're here this morning, you're not born again, you need Jesus in your life. Lift up your right hand. I'll pray for you. Lift your right hand up high. High above your head. Let your hand go high. Many hands are up. Don't look at anybody. You lift your hand up because I need to pray for you in particular. Lift your hand up. Father, look at every hand. Some more must lift you if you have to lift it. Don't look at you, lift your hand up. Because you're the one I'm talking to. Lift your hand up. Father, I pray for every hand lifted. I pray that you step into their lives. Do a new thing. If your hands are lifted, I want you to come to me in the front here. Just come.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day.
Keep coming.
Happy
I'm waiting for you.
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
Oh, he taught me
of the people in front here, you invited them to church. I want you to come and stand behind them. If you invited any of those in front here to church, I'd like you to come and stand behind them before we pray. Come quickly. He taught me how
to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Now all of you in the front row, lift your hands up. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your two hands up high. Lift your two hands up high. Lift your hands. Every one of you in front here. And the whole church, join us in this prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning.
I give my heart to you.
I receive you. As my Lord and Savior. I know I am a sinner. But I believe Jesus died for me.
This Sunday morning.
I make Jesus my Lord. This morning. I receive Jesus.
Into my life.
Jesus.
Take over my life.
I give my whole life to you. Wash away my sins.
Make me a brand new person.
Thank you, Lord.
For dying for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
For receiving me.
From today.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
I will walk with you.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.